Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all for joining and tuning in for another time of devotion and prayer. I was getting ready to say prayer and fasting. We're getting there though. So I pray that everybody is doing well. Our devotion and prayer time on this morning will be a little bit different because God is calling us to do a corporate fast once again. So I will be sharing the details on that today. And the corporate fast will be 14 days. And the title of the fast will be Victory in Battle. So we are in a battle. We are experiencing spiritual warfare. Daily, we are in a battle against the enemy. And daily warfare exists and it is happening all around us. And that is why we are to put on the full armor of God daily, every single day. We have no days off. And that is so that we are able to stand firm against the evil schemes of the enemy. And if you've never been able to identify warfare, I think it's pretty clear right now, given the state that our world is in, given the state that our nation is in, and just all of the things that are going on around the world right now. I know that during our fast in April, God had us pray for all continents. And at the time when I was prepping the guide for the fast, I didn't, you know, fully understand why are we praying for all continents. Obviously, he gave me certain things to pray for at the time, but also sharing that although that was our fast for April, that we were still to continue to pray for those, cover those same prayer points that we had in our fast back in April. And I believe that each and every day it becomes more clear as to why we are praying for all the continents, specifically right now with what's going on in Nigeria and police brutality and the protests and the abuse and ending SARS, and even God leading us then to pray for natural disasters. And we've seen wildfires and earthquakes and hurricanes and things like that happening as well. We've seen senseless killings and shootings of both men and women of that are African American. And most importantly, well, not even most importantly, the reason that God has instructed me to lead this corporate fast is specifically in regards to our upcoming election. For many of us, we can't even put into words what we're seeing and experiencing in regards to this upcoming election. For many of us, it is just simply unbelievable. And it's like we're watching a reality show, but we're really living it. So with that being said, we will be praying against the physical as well as spiritual attacks of this upcoming election, as well as specific prayer points that will be leading up to this election, during the election, as well as even after the election. So God has given me some specific things that we will be covering in prayer each and every day during this 14-day fast. And as I've mentioned, God has stated that the title for this fast is Victory in Battle. So yes, we're in a battle within this world, but we also are experiencing our own spiritual battles that we are fighting in our own lives right now, and things that we are seeking God to do for us personally as well. So those will be our main two focus points of this Victory in Battle fast, the election, as well as our own personal battle. So we will be covering things related to those two, as well as a few other things that God has given me to pray for that we will all be praying for. And I'll send out the guide as well. And also praying that, or not even praying, just knowing that pretty much what happens in this election determines the outlook, not just on the next 4 years, but 6 years plus, because we are not just voting to elect a new president. There are other people that are on this ballot as well. So as we begin our time of fasting and prayer, it will begin tomorrow and it will be for 14 days. and just wanted to share some things as we get into fast. And I know some people had questions during the last fast. Some people had never fasted before. So just wanted to kind of go through the guide. I know you guys don't have it in front of you physically right now, but just feel free to go ahead and take notes. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to ask them as well. So fasting is a time where we are turning down our plates, we're making a sacrifice, and we are going to God to do what we can't do by ourselves, to do what we can't do on our own. It's a time for us to be able to go to him for direction, to hear from him, to hear what he wants to deposit in our lives and to deposit in our spirits, to lead us, to guide us, to give us insight, to give us direction, to give us strategies. And fasting is also a time for us to be able to confess our sins and repent and turn to God. Many times our prayers are not answered because we have unforgiveness in our hearts. We have unconfessed sins. We have sin that is hindering our prayers from being answered. And it is a time for us to truly get right with God and to submit to him. Fasting is a time for us to be able to humble ourselves before God. Fasting is a time to express what we need. So being able to lay out our request and the things that we may be struggling with or needing God to do on our behalf. Fasting is a time to overcome temptations. Fasting is a time to worship God, and that is what we will be doing during this fast, as we did the last fast as well. Expressing our love for God, adoring him, worshiping, expressing adoration. Fasting is a time to meditate on God's word. So we will be reading his word as well as praying his word. That is one of the best prayers that you can pray is scripture. Fasting is also a time for us to be able to pray and intercede on behalf of others. I always say not to go into a time of prayer and fasting, just thinking only about yourself, but also praying to help others and to be a blessing to others and to be able to help those in need as well. Fasting also requires us to be able to cut out all the noise, and that is distractions. So you are right on point. So any distractions that have been keeping us from hearing God, any distractions that have been keeping us from being in the presence of God, those distractions that have, maybe it's things that we have been idolizing, whether it's TV, whether it's sports, anything that it is that you have been putting before God, social media, your phone, gossiping, like all of those things, fasting requires us to be able to cut out all the noise. And fasting is a sacrifice. So it's not something that, you know, it might not be easy, but it's also something that we're doing as a sacrifice as well. So fasting is also a time of reflection. And we also know that there is power in prayer and fasting. There is power in corporate fasting. There is power in corporate fasting and prayer. And as we all come together in unity and we all come together on one accord to seek God and bombard heaven with our requests, God is going to be able to give us revelation. We're going to be able to hear from him. He's going to give us wisdom, understanding, guidance, whatever it is that we need, and even things that we didn't even know that we needed. God is able to speak to us during that time. Prayer and fasting strengthens us. It breaks chains. It breaks bondage and sin. It breaks curses. It allows revival to take place. It gives us a time to repent, as I've mentioned as well. And the Bible also says that some things only come by prayer and fasting. So sometimes we may say, well, I've been praying, and God has not answered my prayers. Well, maybe it's a time to truly go before the Lord, not just praying, but also making a sacrifice and fasting as well. The Bible indicates and shows us that fasting and prayer works. So we know that Daniel prayed and fast. We know that Nehemiah prayed and fast. We know that Ezra prayed and fast. Esther called a fast and prayed. Jesus fasted for 40 days. And we have just finished recently a series from our morning devotion of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we see that Jehoshaphat called a fast. And one of their warfare tactics was worship. So it is very clear that fasting and prayer works. And even during our last fast, I received so many testimonies of things that happened in people's personal lives that they were praying for in regards to COVID, as well as things that were not related to COVID as well that they had been seeking God to do in their life. So I'm going to go through the details of this fast. Like I stated, it's going to be 14 days. We're starting tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and it will go until Monday, November the 9th. For the first 7 days, which is the first week of our fast, we will be omitting one meal. So you can choose whatever meal you are going to turn down, whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch, whether it's dinner, but whatever it is, make sure that it is a sacrifice. If you don't eat breakfast in the morning, don't fast from breakfast because it's not a sacrifice for you. So you can choose whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to choose. I know sometimes we go into prayer and fasting doing what we want to do and not seeking God, but this is a time for us to truly go before him and see what it is that he wants to do in and through us and for us during this time. And I also encourage you, it doesn't have to be you have to fast for breakfast from breakfast the full 7 days. You can choose breakfast one day, lunch one day, dinner another day, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Pick a day, pick a meal each day that you are going to turn down. And I do encourage you to at least try breakfast, lunch, and dinner one of those days during the 7 days for each, if that makes sense. And the second week, we will be fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. No food at all. So you can have your breakfast before 6 a.m. and you can eat dinner after 6 p.m. So we will be starting each day in corporate prayer at 6 a.m. So I know that our morning devotion is typically at 7 a.m. And if you remember during our fast in April, we started corporate prayer at 6 a.m. So that is what we will be doing once again. So eat before 6 in the morning, and you can eat after 6 p.m. I also want you guys to limit your distractions. That means social media, TV, phone, sports, whatever it is that has been a distraction. I want you guys to limit those distractions. And you can do it. I recently just got off of a fast, and I was not even fasting to do a corporate fast. I was praying for something personal, and God told me to do a corporate fast. So just keep that in mind. I know we're going to God for certain things, but he's going to speak to you on things that you didn't even know about. And during that time, I was off of social media for 7 days, and I don't want to say I didn't miss it, but I didn't miss anything getting back on social media. So he will be fine. What else? So we are starting corporate, starting at 6 a.m. with corporate prayer. And I want you guys to pray throughout the day. I haven't set any specific prayer times, but just make sure that you are praying throughout the day. We are going to break our fast each day from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in prayer and worship. So I have some playlists that will be a part of this fast, similar to the last fast. And even if you do the spiritual warrior challenges, we always have a playlist to worship God to. So during our time, we are going to break fast from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And worship is just something that has been like in my spirit that God has been pressing upon. And clearly we've seen that during our series that we just completed of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, but also the fact that we are not in church right now. For the most part, some people aren't. Some smaller churches are open or doing praise in the park or in the parking lot and things like that. But some people are really missing church right now, which is very understandable. Some people are having a strong sense to get back into corporate praise and worship at church. And although we are watching church online, it's just different. So at the beginning of this pandemic, I think it was even during the COVID fast back in April, I created a playlist on YouTube, and my living room became my sanctuary. So what most of you all are wanting to experience that you typically experience at church, going to the altar, praise and worshiping inside the sanctuary from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I want you guys, and I'll send you the playlist, to turn your TV on and put on YouTube or your computer, blast your music in your house, and we are going to pray and worship from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I know for some of you, it may be difficult for you to pray for 15 minutes, to pray for 30 minutes, to pray for an hour. I want you all to give yourself some grace and ask for God to lead you during this time of prayer and worship. I believe the fact that we are going before the Lord in worship, we have so much to thank him for. So not just thinking that you have to have these long drawn out prayers, you can spend time worshiping God for who he is, what he's done. So one thing that we will be doing during this fast in regards to worship as well is we will be praying the names of God, the names of Jesus, and the names of the Holy Spirit. So that also gives you some points to go before the Lord during your time of prayer and worship. I also want you guys to have be still time. So I talk about this often. We have done a morning devotion on be still as well. So a lot of times we go to God in prayer and then we get up and leave and go about our day and we don't sit and wait to hear from God. A lot of times we go to God in prayer and he has something that he wants to speak and share and say to us at that moment. But we are just so in a rush to tell God what we want and what we need and don't have time to sit and listen to him. So many of you already have my Be Still playlist and I will, like I said, share it again. But this is a time for once you have gone to God in prayer to truly just sit, and I call it soaking in worship music sometimes. And just hear from God. You don't have to say anything. You've gone to him in prayer already. It is a time to truly sit in his presence and to hear what he has to say to you. And it is how the Holy Spirit leads you in time-wise. I believe the playlist is maybe a couple hours. I'm not expecting you guys to sit for 2-3 hours every day, but if the Holy Spirit leads you to do so, please feel free to. So those are pretty much the guidelines for the fast. So if you do not receive emails from me via spiritualwarrior.com, I want you guys to go to aspiritualwarrior.com and just scroll down and join the community. And I will be sending out this fasting guide as well as the prayer points. It'll include the playlist as well that we will be using during this time of prayer and fasting. So that is all that I have for you all on today. There are foundation readings. Oh, what are we going to be reading? So I asked God, what are we going to be reading during this fast? And he gave me the book of Daniel, the book of Esther, and the book of Ezra. And I know y'all think that it's a lot to read 3 books of the Bible in 14 days, but it's not. It's really easy because these are very short chapters. Daniel was 12 chapters and Ezra and Esther are both 10 chapters. So we are going to read some chapters each day. And I want you guys to read. I want you guys to ask God how it relates to our world right now, and also asking for revelation as far as what he wants to reveal to you and even what he wants you to do in regards to what you have read. So once you are done with your readings each day, if you have time or even during your time of prayer and worship, our foundation verses or chapters is always Isaiah 58 and always Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, which is the full armor of God. So being able to pray and meditate on that during our time of this fast, as well as 2 Chronicles chapter 20, which we have been reading this past month or so. So I think you guys pretty much have that down pat, but God may have something else that he wants to reveal to you. As I mentioned, this is fasting is also a time of reflection. I want you guys to make sure that you are keeping track of the things that God may have you pray for, the people that he may have you pray for, the things that he may reveal to you, and just being able to write down and keep track of those things. So whether it be, I typically have a prayer journal that I write things that God speaks to me during the fast. And I also put things in the notes app in my phone. So whatever works for you. I believe that is all. So like I said, sign up at aspiritualwarrior.com and I will send this out to you guys later today. I ask that you guys start to drink a lot of water. I know that there are going to be some temptations that come, especially if maybe you haven't fasted in a while, or maybe you haven't fasted this long, whatever the case may be. There are always going to be some temptations. So just like you may start to start working out at the gym and all of a sudden you go to the grocery store and your favorite snacks are on sale. So there are going to be some temptations that come about, but just making sure that we are going to God and asking for his help and strength to fight against those temptations. Also, condemnation, I wanted to talk about. So during the fast, sometimes we may mess up. There has been times where I have been fasting from 6 to 6 and I go to work and somebody has brought donuts in and I eat a donut and completely forgot that I was fasting. All you have to do is ask God to forgive you for eating and go about your day. This is not a time to condemn yourself. God is not condemning you. Ask for forgiveness and we are going to pick it back up and keep it moving. So that's all that I have for today. I will close out briefly in prayer just because today was a little different for our devotion and prayer, but just asking God to humble our hearts and prepare us for what we are getting ready to walk in for this fast, as well as what he wants to do for us, through us, and using us during this time of praying for during the election, as well as the personal battles that we will be submitting and bringing before him during this time. So just asking that you will humble your hearts and your mind and spirit as we go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Father, that you woke us up in our right minds, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have strength. We thank you for health, oh God. We thank you that we have the activity of our limbs, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even meeting and joining us on this morning, oh God. We thank you for your presence, oh God. And we thank you, Father, just for who you are, that you are almighty, oh God, that you are El Shaddai, oh God, that you are Adonai, oh God. We thank you that you're our provider. We thank you, Father, that you are our way maker, oh God. We thank you for the miracles that you have been releasing in our life. We thank you, Father, for the miracles, signs, and wonders that you are getting ready to release in our life as well, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our sustainer. We thank you that you are our help, oh God. We thank you, Father, that as we look up to the hills from which cometh our help comes from you and you alone, oh God. So we just thank you. We magnify your name on this morning, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We give you all the praise, oh God. We give you all the glory and all the honor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are excellent in all your ways, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your perfect timing, oh God. We thank you, Father, for leading us during this time of corporate prayer and fasting that we will be again on tomorrow, oh God. I thank you, Father, for each and everything that you have revealed to me as far as the things that we will be covering during this time of prayer and fasting. We thank you, Father, for how you are getting ready to strengthen us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the miraculous encounters that we are getting ready to experience, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the revelation that you're getting ready to pour out for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you're getting ready to strengthen us in our prayer life, oh God, how we will be able to spiritually mature during this time of prayer and fasting, oh God, how we will be able to break chains, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just thank you, Father. We thank you that we are all able to come together on one accord, that we're able to come to you and submit our request on what's going on in this world, to submit to you, oh God, to seek you in prayer, Father, for this upcoming election. We thank you, Father, for even allowing us to be able to come before you, oh God, to share our own personal struggles and battles that we are experiencing in our own lives, oh God. Father, we already know that you know what they are, oh God, but we are taking this time to truly be able to give them over to you during this time, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing in and through us as well, oh God. We ask, Father, that as we begin this time of corporate prayer and fasting, that you will even begin to reveal to us any unconfessed sins that we have in our hearts and our lives, oh God. Any things that we've done and said that have not been pleasing to you, oh God, any areas of our life, oh God, that we are struggling in, we ask, Father, that you will reveal those things to us, that you will expose it to us, oh God, and allow us to be able to work through those things during this fast. And help us to know that we are not doing this by our own might or power or strength, oh God, but we truly just want to be led by your spirit during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that your spirit carries us during this time of fasting, oh God, that your spirit leads us during this time, oh God, that you grant us grace and mercy to be able to complete this fast, oh God, that you strengthen us, oh God, that you strengthen our minds, oh God, that you guard our hearts during this time, oh God, that you help us to even be able to intercede on behalf of others during this time, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for the revival that has been taking place during our morning devotion and prayer during our last fast. And we just come before you on today, oh God, just waiting and with a spirit of expectation, oh God, knowing that you will be able to continue to revive our hearts, our spirit, as well as our world and our nation, oh God. So we pray for revival, oh God. We thank you in advance for it, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the victory, oh God. We thank you that we have already won. We thank you that each and every battle that we are facing right now, oh God, we thank you, Father, that these battles are yours and they are not ours, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have won each and every battle for us, oh God, that we already have the victory, oh God, that we are just fighting from victory, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are victors through Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father. We ask that you will be with us on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to watch over us and keep us covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be our shield, oh God, that you will be our sun, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will send forth your angels, oh God, to encamp all around us, oh God, to cover us, to keep us, and to be the ministering spirits that you have called them to be, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will go before us, oh God, making every crooked path straight, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will order our steps on this week, oh God. We pray, Father, for discernment on this week. We ask, Lord, that you will even remove the scales from our eyes, oh God. Help us to see clearly, oh God. Give us new perspectives, oh God. Help us to hear clearly, oh God. Help us to be able to test the spirit in all things, oh God. So we thank you. We pray for your blessings, oh God. We pray for your covering, oh God. We thank you once again. And we ask all these things in your precious son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 I love you all. I pray that you have a blessed and amazing day.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.